This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Well, for 77,000 HSC students, today was a huge day. The day they finally received their results. I can still remember the day that my HSC results came out. Back in the day, we used to wait nervously at the post office in my small town for the results to come in by post. This morning, kids received their results by text message at 6 a.m, so at least they didn't have that nervous wait. But of course, it is a big day for parents too, and so I've got Colette Smart, adolescent psychologist online, to help us out with it all. Hi, Colette.
Hi, how are you?
I reckon the parents would be nearly as nervous as the kids today. What do you think?
Oh, I agree. My day was sort of similar to yours, where we had to go to the school and had to wait and then line up and get our results. And I remember my mum was with me, and I just think parents also, you've been through the whole journey with your kids, and so everyone's really nervous on this day. I think it's a big day.
Yeah, now obviously if things go well, if you get the result you wanted or do better than you expected, then it's just a wonderful day to celebrate and a huge relief. But if you don't get the result you wanted, wow, that's huge, isn't it?
You know, I remember I didn't actually get the result that I wanted, and I remember sobbing my heart out. And I'm sure all my friends and teachers thought I'd failed, and I hadn't. Because I think for a lot of young people, today can be quite daunting because they don't get exactly the result that they wanted to. And really, I actually tell my uni students, I lecture at uni as well, and there's so many pathways, and I tell my students I didn't get the result I wanted because I think it's encouraging for young people to know that there are so many more ways to get to the career you want. So many jobs haven't even been invented that our young people are going to be working in a few years' time anyway. We're hearing that more and more. And I just think the results today just one dot on a continuum. I think it's the process that counts. And if you weren't great at writing exams or you don't do well in the exam process, that doesn't define you as a person. I think it's really important to just look at our kids and think, encourage them for their perseverance and the way they treat others, and look at the ultimate importance that is higher than just today's result. I think that's really important to remember today.
So some of the messages that parents can try to give to those kids, even though I guess they may not be receptive immediately,
yes.
Obviously one of them that you've kind of mentioned is that you can still be successful in life without an HSC, and you're without the HSC result that you wanted. Obviously you've proven that even yourself, Colette. But what are some other good messages that might be helpful for those kids to hear today?
I think allowing them to feel sad or upset about their mark, and then just as they process it, just encourage them, remind them they're not defined by one mark, and then also just go and celebrate this week. Really, just whether you got the mark you wanted or didn't, or your children did or didn't, take them out and celebrate. It's a big milestone. They've finished 13 years of schooling. Celebrate new beginnings, hope, celebrate life, brainstorm, you know, in the weeks to come, brainstorm ideas for where they want to be, you know, really just praise their characteristics and you know, so many other things about your child. Remind them they're going to need to hear that they are more than their result, and just it will take them some time to process it, and that's actually okay. So just let them go through the process, because life isn't just about one exam result.
And I suppose it's a good reminder too that it's good to have considered those different pathways well before you get the result, isn't it?
Yes.
To kind of have an A, a B, a C, a plan D, a plan E.
And if you haven't, now is actually the time to say to your kids, look, you know, you didn't get the A result or B result you were hoping for. Let's start researching. Let's be creative. Let's go see what else is on offer. Honestly, I teach a pathways program, and there are many students that do the pathway, do a few months or a term, and then hop into the course that they were hoping for in the beginning. And I tell students, once you get into uni, you don't realize how how things open up for you. The world opens up. You get to see subjects you never even knew existed at school, and you actually suddenly become interested in other areas you never knew about.
Yes, that's
so
true.
Really, a lot of things are only going to start opening up to your kids next year or the year after once they start falling in love with the subject. I actually fell in love with psychology once when I was starting teaching. That wasn't my original plan. So there's so many, and that's my way of bringing the listeners hope. There's so much hope, and we need to offer our kids hope today.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Colette. I appreciate your time.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.